Miss Hawkins is a 71-year-old woman with a history of smoking, extensive smoking. Originally from Baltimore, now lives alone. She used to be a stewardess for United Airlines. She's currently on hospice with end-stage COPD. Comorbidities include hypertensive heart disease, low back pain, muscle pain, chronic pain, bipolar disorder, and anxiety disorder, period. Recently, she was told by someone who is not known to me that she needs to stop taking her Norvasc 10 milligram because it's contributing to her edema. We had a long discussion regarding this. Her blood pressure today is elevated. At 179 over 100, I explained to her that she cannot stop her medication unless she starts other medication to help her with her blood pressure. After discussion with the medical director, Dr. Ali, H-A-M-E-E-D, we have placed her back on Norvasc 5 milligram and for her to take the Norvasc in the evening to reduce the chances of edema, period. Also, I explained to her that part of her edema is related to her right-sided heart failure related to pulmonary hypertension and cor pro mal related to her end-stage COPD, period. Patient has a caregiver that spends most of the time with her. Patient has a history of dizziness with activity. She spends most of her time in a chair and has been told to elevate her legs. She has issues with memory loss, decreased cognition, KPS score of 50%. Weight loss is not recorded because of the fact that she's retaining fluid and her obesity, period. But she definitely is eating less than she used to. She's having a hard time sleeping because of her joint pain. This patient has recently required change in her medication for pain. Patient has shortness of breath with exertion, weakness and fatigue despite using her nebulizer on a regular basis. Period. In the paragraph, we discussed her smoking contributing tremendously to her disease. Nevertheless, she's not. She doesn't want to stop smoking. She states that she wants to die with a cigarette in her hand. Period. Patient is expected to deteriorate, and we'll have nurse check patient's blood pressure in the next 48 hours on the lower dose of Norvasc, as was mentioned above. Patient is currently also taking hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligram plus Lasix 20 milligram on a daily basis. Thank you.